What to do if you're a newspaper publisher in a small town ready to retire and you can't seem to sell your paper the traditional way? Well, why not try an essay contest? It's worked for inns and pubs and bakeries around the world. That seems to be the thinking of the owner of the Hardwick Gazette, Ross Connolly. He's hoping to hand his paper over to a worthy and willing successor who will be chosen from among the hundreds of contest entries he expects to receive in the next few months. Ross Connolly joins me now. Welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you.
So it's a $175 entry fee and a 400-word essay. What's the prompt you're giving people you want them to write about?
The prompt is why I would like to own a paid weekly newspaper in the new millennium.
And why are you doing this, Ross?
Well, as you said in the introduction, the conventional way of selling the newspaper didn't work. I had advertised in a trade journal and on some online business for sale sites, and word of mouth had a few a number of people inquire, but I would say they were basically tire kickers, and it just didn't produce anybody that would have been a serious buyer or was in a position financially to purchase the paper. I mean, there were a number of people that would have liked to have me finance the sale, and they didn't want to put a down payment down even, and I just didn't think that made a lot of sense. And so I just decided not to go that route and stumbled across this idea of an essay contest. A friend who had seen the bed and breakfast up in Maine, who successfully sold that business last year or transitioned out of that business last year with an essay contest, and suggested that I give it a try. And so I've been thinking about it and talking about it with others over this past year, and we decided to give it a shot.
And why is it that you are ready to hand over the Hardwick Gazette?
Well, one reason is my age. I'm 71. I've been doing this for 30 years. You know, anything for that length of time, it's good time to let someone else take over and bring new energy and blood to it. I'm in good health, but I'd like to be able to do something else or have a next chapter, if you will. And my wife died about 4.5 years ago. She was an integral part of the business. She was co-publisher. And I've had tremendous support from the people that work here since then, but it's still different. And I've had to hire people to do things that she did. And so financially, it's just not as quite as good as it is when the owners are the ones performing a lot of the functions.
This contest just began last weekend, and
correct,
you say you need a minimum of 700 entries in order to actually pick a winner, and you're going to take a maximum of, what is it,
$1,889,
which is when the newspaper started.
Correct.
Do you think you're going to get that many entries, at least 700?
Well, I don't know. I hope I'll get 1,889 entries, and I don't know. If it could be measured by the interest that's been shown by the media around the country and around the world, they either think this is one crazy story and so it's worth covering, or perhaps they recognize that here's a good opportunity to get out to their readers and listeners and viewers. I was just did an interview this morning with the BBC in London, and I hope that the media is not just viewing this as a light, fluffy story, but recognizing that weekly newspapers are an integral part of our democracy and foundation blocks for providing information, civic engagement, information for civic engagement to citizens. And we here, as at weekly newspapers, radio stations all over the country, have a responsibility to provide professional news coverage to let citizens know what they have a right to know, and so they can make informed decisions in their own lives. And that's a responsibility we take very seriously. And so I hope that there will be essayists who will recognize that and see this as a real opportunity where they can take over this business and not have any debt serviced, won't have to worry about a mortgage, and can devote their energies and the income from the newspaper to continuing to provide a quality newspaper for Hardwick and the nine surrounding towns.
Well, and I suppose you would have some measure of financial padding if you got at least 700 entries. I think by my math, that's something like $122,500, so that you'd,
right.
You'd be...
Right. I mean, the newspaper's worth more than that, and gross is more than that. That is the bottom figure that I felt, well, okay, I could live with that, with the comfort that whomever won the contest would be serious about it and continue the Gazette. It is an institution, having been around 127 years, but just from a straight money point of view, I'd much rather get the 1889 because it would give me a little more money as a pension, if you will, in retirement. And with the cost of living, I'm not into voluntary poverty. So there's a price range there between the 120 or whatever it is and then 300 and something if the maximum number of entries were received.
But Ross, to your point about the importance of local newspapers and your hope that the contest winner would actually continue the publication, are you seeking any assurances other than the words in those 400 words?
Well, manner or the evaluation we hope will elicit or will demonstrate that whomever is winning or wins will have a business sense, will have a journalism experience, will have a commitment, will have creativity, will have an understanding of a sense of community. And also, just from a legal point of view, there will be a covenant in the transfer, the deed, that the person would have to continue to run the Gazette as a newspaper for 2 years. So it's not like somebody could come in here and raise the building or turn it into an apartment or whatever and just forget the newspaper. I might as well, if that were the case, I might as well just end it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for serious people who have journalism experience and business experience and are willing to undertake the responsibility to take over the Gazette.
Well, and listeners, if you think that might be you, we have a link to the contest information and all of the ways that you can enter and what you have to write about. $175 entry fee and a 400-word essay, and you could be the owner of the Hardwick Gazette. There is a judging process. Ross Connolly is the current owner. Ross, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for your interest.